translation with very long and reasonable purport by Srila Prabhupada. Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow. And now he has appeared in a blackish color. In other words, in other Dwapara Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramachandra. Shishi Ramachandra Kija. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Kija. Shishi Gornitai Kija. In other Dwapara Yuga, he appears as Lord Ramachandra in the color of Sukha, a parrot. What color is Sukha? Green, yes. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna. You can see the Sadbhuj picture there. All the incarnation, yellow, green, and golden. That's beautiful picture of when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the darshan to Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. You get Lord Ramachandra holding the bow and arrow, Lord Krishna holding the flute, and then you have Lord Chaitanya holding the kamandala with the beads. So this is the three colors that they are talking about here. Purport. Sutapa Prabhu, could you do me a favor? My eyes are really strained. I forgot my reading glasses. Could you read this purport? You're also very fast. My accent will be in the way. Yeah, give him the microphone.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Partially explaining the position of Lord Krishna and partially covering the facts, Garga Muni indicated, your son is a great personality and he can change the color of his body in different ages. The word Grinata indicates that Krishna is free to make his choice. In other words, he is the supreme personality of Godhead and may therefore do whatever he desires. In Vedic literature, the different colors assumed by the personality of Godhead in different millenniums are stated. And therefore, when Garga Muni said, your son has assumed these colors, he indirectly said, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Because of Kamsa's atrocities, Garga Muni tried to avoid disclosing this fact, but he indirectly informed Nanda Maharaj that Krishna, his son, was the supreme personality of Godhead. It may be noted that Srila Jiva Goswami, in his book Krama Sandarbha, has enunciated the purport of this verse. In every millennium, Krishna appears in a different form, either as white, red, or yellow, but this time he personally appeared in his original blackish form, and, as predicted by Garga Muni, exhibited the power of Narayan. Because in this form the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits himself fully, his name is Sri Krishna, the All-Attractive. Factually, Krishna is the source of all avatars, and therefore all the different features of the different avatars are present in Krishna. When Krishna incarnates, all the features of other incarnations are already present within him. Other incarnations are partial representations of Krishna, who is the full-fledged incarnation of the Supreme Being. It is to be understood that the Supreme Being, whether appearing as Shukla, Rakta or Pita, white, red or yellow, is the same person. When he appears in different incarnations, he appears in different colors, just like the sunshine, which contains seven colors. Sometimes the colors of the sunshine are represented separately, otherwise the sunshine is observed mainly as bright light. The different avatars, such as the Manvantara avatars, the Leela avatars, and Dasa avatars, are all included in the Krishna avatar. When Krishna appears, all the avatars appear with him, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.26. Avatara hyasankheya hare sattva nidher dvijaha yatha dashinakulaya sarasasyu sahasrasaha. The avatars incessantly appear like incessantly flowing water. No one can count how many waves there are in the flowing water, and similarly there is no limitation to the avatars. And Krishna is the full representation of all avatars because he is the source of all avatars. Krishna is Amsi, whereas others are Amsa, part of Krishna. All living entities, including us, are Amsas, Mame Vamsha Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. These Amsas are of a different magnitude. Human beings who are minute Amsas and the demigods, Vishnu Tattva, and all other living beings are all part of the Supreme. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam, Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. Krishna is the full representation of all living entities, and when Krishna is present, all avatars are included in him. The 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the incarnations for each yuga in chronological order. The Bhagavatam says, Krite shuklas chaturbahu tretayam raktavanau so dvapare bhagavan shyama and Krishna varnam tvisa krishnam. We actually see that in Kali Yuga, Bhagavan appeared in his pita varna, or a yellow color, as Gaurasunda, although the Bhagavatam speaks of Krishna varnam. To adjust all these statements, one should understand that although in some yugas some of the colors are prominent, in every yuga, whenever Krishna appears, all the colors are present. Krishna varnam tvisa krishnam. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears without Krishna, or a blackish color, he is understood to be Krishna himself. Idanim krishnatam gataha. The same original Krishna who appears in different varnas has now appeared. The word asan indicates that he is always present. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in his full feature, he is to be understood to be Krishna varnam, although he appears in different colors. Prahlad Maharaj states that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa, that is, although he is Krishna, he is covered by a yellow color. Thus, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept the conclusion that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Pita color, he is Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangapanga Straparshadam Yagye Sankirtane Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasha Bhagavatam 11.5.32 Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Thanks very much. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Makam Kuroti Vachalam Pangalama Yate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shiguru Tinatarinam Vanjagalpadruvescha Kripa Sinduvya Vacha Putitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauri Prabhu was supposed to give a class today, and somehow or another he pulled out and a few days ago, and so he asked me to give a class. So I don't know why this misfortune came on me, but... this is today is the actually I don't know why they gave me the verse from the 10th canto, because the whole week we're supposed to talk about Krishna, but everyone is carrying on at the 9th canto. But anyway, I personally when I read the 10th canto, I It is a very esoteric affairs, internal affairs of Krishna consciousness, which I never dive into it with a great enthusiasm unless I have understood the hierarchy of the Srimad Bhagavatam from the first canto to the ninth canto. But, so therefore, what I will do today, I will talk a little bit, I will relate it to the purport, but I will talk a little bit about the power and the almighty personality of Godhead Krishna. As explained in the purport, he is the origin of all the avatars. Avatars, we are also in one sense avatars in Anu form. This Anu avatara, that's us. Krishna is a Vibhu. Then there are the planetary portions of Krishna that you have the avatars non-different from Krishna, empowered by Krishna, but he is the avatari, the source of everybody. As is described here, we are Hamsa, and Krishna is Hamsi. So the origin of everybody, all the avatars, the demigods, and the jivas, the living entities, and also is the cause for the material energy to come to existence. Now, as we all know, we are trying to understand the position of Krishna. Who is he? Many religions, they don't understand the identity of God. Like, you know, when you do Sankirtan, you meet Muslim people very, very often, and I show them the Bhagavad Gita, or they say, who is this? I say, that's Krishna. It's a name of God, which means the supreme attractive, the transcendental Cupid, and Hare Krishna. And they cannot relate it to that because they are, in one sense, impersonalist. Because the word Allah means the One. But then if you ask, okay, who is this One? Does he have a name? Does he have relations? And they say, no, it's just the One, nothing else. You cannot have God with a name. So therefore, they strip off all the important spiritual designations from Krishna. They strip him down to be naked, just the One. And of course, the One is Allah Akbar. It's the Great One. What is it? Anyway, I forgot. But they have a mantra that Allah, please give me your blessings and give me shelter, O Great One. There is a kind of a prayer. They pray on their rosary. And they cannot go beyond the One, which is, the One means it's really a very impersonal, because if you ask, okay, but this One, who is he? You know, when you address to someone, then naturally the name of the person comes about. He's such and such, he's related to such and such, he's born into such and such country. So, but the religion, Catholic, the Vatican, also is the same. There was, like, for example, Michelangelo. He took advice from the Pope at that time. The current Pope that was in charge 700, 800 years ago.
So he asked the Pope, okay, tell me the feature of God, because I want to paint the God. And if you go to Rome, there is a beautiful painting under the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, they call it. And there is the feature of God there, painted by Michelangelo. And if you see, there is a God there, very muscular, very great. He's got a big beard, and he's reaching out with his hand to the jiva, to the living entities. And it's called the bond of God with the man and God. They touch each other with a finger. So beyond that conception, there is nothing else. God with a beard, yes, but what is his name? What is his position, his activity? But they refuse to talk about it. But in our doctrine, in our philosophy, into the education given to us by the Shastra, we find that this great one, this so-called person with a beard, originally, as we read in the purport, is the source of everything. That every religions agree with that. And is the Adi Purusha, the original enjoyer. And it is said in the Brahma Samhita that at some point, in the remote past, he was one. There is one God, you could say the only one. And as you see in the picture here, there is a lotus flower on top of the universe. This person, God, Shyamasundara means Krishna on his own, blackish, like is this described in the purport, which is the origin of all the other incarnations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Ramachandra, and various incarnations that you find into the Paravyoma, into the spiritual realm, in the Vaikuntha Loka. So now, that person, that one, he extended himself. Something came out of him, which was his female energy, to give pleasure to himself, because Adi Purusha is the original enjoyer. God is actually always testing himself. He's a connoisseur. And that it's Ananda Buddhi Vardhanam. There is no bored feeling in God. He knows how to create and enjoy himself with his own creation. He's Atmaram, fully satisfied within himself. So what he does, he creates his own female energy, which is none other than his internal pleasure potency, the happiness of Krishna. It comes out and takes the shape of Srimati Radharani, as you see on the lotus flower there. If you read in the Bhagavatam, part 1, that's why Srila Prabhupada wanted us, he wanted to give an education to the world. He emphasized the distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam, part 1, Kanda 1, part 1, very important, you know, about the incarnations of God, what is the origin, how he came about, you know, the creation of God, all the incarnations. And also you find a synonymous reference in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you read in the Adi Lila, the 5th chapter, it's all about the glories of Lord Nityananda, or Balaram, which is the very first plenary portion, manifestation of Krishna. You will find, you know, that how everything came about, all the incarnations, all the planets, all the jivas. And I'll come to that a little bit later, which I won't put a little configuration on the board, just to
give us a little glimpse about the functions of God, how everything started. So when Krishna, he manifested his internal potency, Ladini Shakti, then Radharani, then it's Shyam, Govinda, then and Radharani, they are sitting on that beautiful lotus. What I will do now, I will put a little sketch on the board here, just to give to all of us, you know, an idea about the hierarchy of Krishna, how he creates everything and all the incarnation. It will be just Jagapriya. Is Jagapriya here? Where is the pen? Did you brought the? Where is it? I can't find it. Yeah. Prabhuji, if we could put the Vyasa-san a little bit back, we will put the board here, and then we can have a little little exercise on the origin of the creation. These are all informations that you find in the first canto, the third canto, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also on the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Do we have a cloth? Oh yeah, it's here. Could you put this like the other way around, upside down, please? It's something that sometimes I enjoy doing it, you know, when I study, because otherwise it's all mishy-mashy and I never understand anything. There you are. So if you could put the board upside down, like, you know, standing like we are, you know, that's it. And we're going to go to a small spiritual venture now, which is exciting. Probably a bit technical, but it is nice to just to give us a glimpse about, you know, the Supreme Person. As we say, originally you have Krishna, yeah, playing the flute. And he's got legs like this, right? He's playing the flute. Sorry, I'm not a very good artist, but... Then he expands himself. That's Shyama Sundara, as you see on the lotus flower on the picture there. Expand himself as his own, because God, you know, it's something wonderful for the women and for the men. God is not male and he's not female, but he's also both. So the women sometimes they are, why God, you know, is it's male, but actually in our philosophy it's both. Radha and Krishna, they are the same personality of Godhead. So he expands as Srimati Radharani here. Then you have Radharani. Radharani with, sorry, I should, it's a bit rude, you know, to have the skirts short. So, so we have Radharani with Krishna there. This is Ladini Shakti, gives pleasure to Krishna. He's the constitute the happiness of Krishna. So we're going to talk a little bit about Radharani later on, what she does, that little girl. So Krishna, so this is the lotus flowers, the lotus flower, you can see. It's very nice. I mean, you imagine a beautiful flower like that. Actually, it's exactly like that. And then Krishna... What he does, he manifests the first quadruple plenary expansion, which is, does anybody know who are those four personalities? This is the very first Chaturvyuha that becomes manifest from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So who are these four personalities? Remember, this is Shyama Sundara, not Vasudeva, not, you know, not the Vasudev Krishna, not Nishingadev, nor Lord Ram. It's the original Govinda, you know, when we chant every morning, Lord Brahma, Govinda, Adi Purusha, the original personality of God. So who are those four? Who is this first Chaturvyuha? This is a little exercise for all of us. Sorry, who is the very first one? Yes, you got it. Krishna, then? Who comes after Krishna, the very first expansion of Krishna? Balaram, and then? No, sorry, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Now, these four personalities, Krishna, why Krishna again? This is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Balaram, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. This is the very first, the reason why I'm putting on the screen, because then it will create, you know, like a photographic memory in our heart, you know, then we remember about the hierarchy of God. Then this is the very first Chaturvyuha, right? And this area here, it's actually created by Lord Balaram, they say, you know, that this is the original Sankarshan, okay? And then he expanded himself again to the Maha Sankarshan, and he creates this wonderful, beautiful area, spiritual world for Krishna, for his pastimes. And this is divided into three sections: Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka. We call it Goloka Vrindavan. This is Krishna Loka, the planet of Krishna. It's very big. It's on top of everything else. Now, this Krishna, it's actually the one that takes birth. You know, because Krishna, Shama Sundara is eternally existing. He never disappears and he never appears. But his plenary portion of the Vrindavan Krishna, Nandanandana Krishna, takes birth. Because otherwise you wouldn't have the pastime. Does it make sense to you? So he takes birth as the son of Mother Yashoda. So there is everything going on, all the pastimes of Krishna there. Then the very first expansion is Balaram. Balaram, and this area is actually Svetadvip. You will find everything there, Navadvip, all the nine islands. It's not, which is Navadvip, Mayapur, that you find Mayapur is no different from Vrindavan. They're all there in this area, in this lotus section. So the Balaram, his function is the very first expansion of Krishna. And then from, you know, then you have a Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So Balaram, he's actually the original Sankarshan. And what he does, he created another Chaturvyuha. Okay, the Ma Sankarshan, another four personality, which are Vasudev, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Right? So remember, this is actually, those are directly from Krishna, these four personality here. They all have a function. Pradyumna, the function of Pradyumna is this one up here, is the transcendental cupid, according to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It makes everything attractive, beautiful in the spiritual world. Shishirad Gokulananda Kija, Sitaram Lakshmaramanji Kija. And then Aniruddha, as a function, will come to it afterwards, what he does. It becomes something very special. So this from this Vasudev, which is the Vasudev Krishna, that, you know, here there are no demons, nobody to be killed. because there are no demons. This Vasudeva Krishna is the original source of all the Krishna taking birth into the material planets, because in the material world only the killing of the demons takes place. So this is Vasudeva Krishna, the Kshatriya Krishna. And Sankarsan here, what he does, again, he creates the Narayan planets, the very first original Keshava. Keshava is the original Narayan, Keshava. Right? So from Keshava, it's the, that's why you have, and this Sankarsan creates all the Vaikuntha planet. This is Vaikuntha here. This is not Vaikuntha. This is Krishna Loka. This is Vaikuntha. It is the second section. And here, all the Keshavas, they enter into these planets as different Narayan. And you have Nrsinga, Ram, you have Kalki, you have the planet of Varaha, you have the planet of Vamana, Kurma. So many, many Keshava. That's why we every morning we sing Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadishare. He's actually Keshava, it's none other than Lord Narayan. That these are all the planets. And also there is a planet of, this is the very first bond of the living entity with God. It's created by Narayan, which is Keshava. And there is a planet of Nara Narayan. Nara means human being, which is the original Arjuna and Narayan. They're always together. Those are transcendental, and is the source of the is the original Arjuna, and they're always eternally together. So, and then from here, Sankarsan again he expands. This is also what happened that here there are islands. Just like here, Swetadvip, with all the Narayan lying down. Each one of them has got a Keshava, Narayan, lying down. And it's in the ocean of milk. But this part here, this is different type of ocean. The ocean of milk, you will find it here, inside every planet, with Lord Keshava lying down on it. And then this outside of those planets, it's called the ocean Kozul, Kozul. How do you call it? Kozul Ocean, Kozul. Casuale in Italian. So Kozul Ocean. So this is, it's all spiritual. And then what happened that Sankarsan again, he expanded himself into what comes next. Yes, you said it, but say it louder. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. That's correct. Again into Vishnu, which is... let's make it bigger, this one, this planet. It's just, you could see there, you see, underneath. There is, then you have Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, which is Mahavishnu. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the same as Mahavishnu. They are the same person. Mahavishnu. And he's lying down here. Yeah? And it's Lakshmi Devi serving his feet. Yeah? No, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. No, it's coming. Karanodakshaya Vishnu is the one that comes, they come out of all the pores of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and form so many other planets. It's a Karanodakshaya Vishnu, the one that Mahavishnu? You're correct, sorry, my apology, yes. It's a Karana, yes. Yes, you're correct. I got mixed up. So, and then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes out of all the pores and with all the planets. And each one of them, there is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, you're correct, yes. That enters in all these planets, maintains them. In all these, And then these are all his planets, and it resides there in the form of Paramatma, he says. And then there is another Vishnu, who is the other one, Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, that he comes into the, he comes into each universe, into the heart of all the living entities as the localized Paramatma. And then, now, what's happening here is that you may ask, where is the material world, the pradana? Pradana means maya, the illusion. When you have Mahavishnu lying down here with Lakshmi Devi, then you have a lotus flower here coming out of his umbilical cord. And who is sitting on the lotus flower here? Lord Brahma, which is the first creature. So, and where is the material world? Where the material world, the 14 planetary system, situated? That's it. In the stem, which is here. Sometimes people, they ask, devotees, they wonder where. Each one of these planets, it's got different Brahma, some with four heads, some with 10 heads, 100 heads. So if you read in the Krishna book, you would find, and in each stem, there is a material pradhan. Now, then outside of that, you find Brahma Jyoti, which is on top of Lord Brahma. Brahma Jyoti, that after the Brahma Jyoti, you enter into the Paravyoma. Paravyoma is all this, the spiritual atmosphere. Now, in this stem here, you can see how small it is. It's actually a great, great area. It's the Chatusloka, the 14 planetary system, from Lord Brahma on top, going down to Patala Loka, it's 500 million yojana. That's each yojana, it's 8 miles. So you calculate 500 by 8, how much is? That's like 40 billion. Is it correct? Smarari Prabhu, you're good on maths. 500 million yojana multiplied by 8. 4 billion, that's what it is. So 4 billion miles, it's the stem of the lotus flower that you find it there as well in the picture. And in there is the material world, material energy, the 14 planets, Satyaloka, Janaloka, Gandharva Loka, Bhur Loka, Bhuvar Loka, Satala, Patala, you know, all those planets. And you could see that it's very huge, even though the lotus flower is very small. And each life of Lord Brahma, one life of Lord Brahma is considered to be the inhaling one breath of Mahavishnu. when Mahavishnu is doing like this, is inhaling, then that is the span of life of Lord Brahma, which is how many trillions of years? Does anybody remember? 311. And 400 million years. I don't remember this figure by head, but you could see it's just one breath, half of the breath actually of Mahavishnu, and then all the planets they enter into his body. It's called total devastation. You know, everything goes back into Mahavishnu, and we all go into the belly again of Mahavishnu. And then when he again breathes out, all the planets with a new Brahma comes up. And that's when a life starts again. So sometimes, and as I said before, Aniruddha here, what does he do? He, Mahasankarsan, he becomes the bed of Lord Vishnu, Mahasankarsan, which is none other than Balaram, and Aniruddha, he lies down on it, which is Lord Vishvambar. We call him, you know, the maintainer. He maintains everything, all the universes. So you could see that they all have a function. This one, Pradyumna, is the transcendental Cupid. And he also expand himself into the material Cupid, Kamadev, and Kamadev enters the material planetary system as the god of love. He allures all the living entities to become attracted to the material energy. So this is just little glimpse that you could see that the origin is one person, but then he becomes many, many, many things. That's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, see, those incarnations, they're all the experience of Krishna. Balaram is none other than the pratyaksha of Krishna, the experience of, if Krishna wants experience, everything else, then he does it through Balaram. If Lord Krishna wants to experience the creation, the activities of this world, the pastimes, then he does it through Balaram. So that's why in the Gita Krishna says, I am far away and I am very close also. Does that mean that you could see Balaram, it becomes the Shirodaksha Vishnu, who enters in the heart of everyone, and is very close to the living entities. Is it correct? But at the same time, Krishna is very far away. That's why he says, I'm very close and I'm very far. This is the purport behind, you know, this truth. So, because through Mahavishnu, he experiences, you know, love of the living entities. When you develop love in your heart for Krishna, then the original Krishna, he experiences it also through his expansions. Does it make sense? It does. Okay. So you can see, but that's why he says, I am in everyone and everyone is in me. Because everything else, it's from Krishna. So everything is in him, and he is in everyone. So this is just a little glimpse about, but there is one thing that he never experienced, which is the illusion. Anything that is going on here into the pradhan, the material energy, it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that is why Krishna, he never enjoys, he never accepts the pradhan as his own wife. Now we could talk just 1 minute before we wind up the class about Radharani expands herself into the eight gopis, and then the 8 gopis into the queens of Vrindavan, 16,000 queens of Dwarka, sorry. And they're all here, enjoying. And then those 16,000 queens, they expand into the thousands and millions of Lakshmi. And they're all here serving Radha and Krishna. And then from Lakshmi, all the consort of the Narayans, Mahalakshmi. And then she becomes also Lakshmi Devi, Mahalakshmi, the consort of Vishnu. And then Vishnu here expand himself into the Sadashiva who glance over Ramadevi. Ramadevi is another expansion of Lakshmi Devi here. And Sadashiva is none other than Lord Shiva that impregnate the, that's why you have the Shivalinga. That means is the symbol of the birth of the living entities. Because from the union of Sadashiva and Ramadevi, the Pradhan and all the living entities are created. That is why Mahavishnu is the Ahambija Pradapita, the original father of the living entities. But it says that the Lord, this Pradhan, is considered to be a special expansion of Lakshmi Devi or Rama Devi. It is a female energy. And it's also from Srimati Radharani that becomes Krishna. It says that Krishna accept that female energy as a sister. Because what is the Pradhan? Pradhan, the Maya. It's from Mahamaya, right? It's correct. Mahamaya, it's none other than Subhadra. So Krishna accept the material energy as a sister. He will never marry her. This is according to the Acharya. That means he will never become enamored. It's like just, you know, you see in the material, some places in Norway or in Sweden, you have this great scene called incest, right? Incest means that you marry or you have illicit relations with either your sister or your daughter. But Krishna, he will never do such a thing. That is why the material energy, it doesn't touch him. He accepts it as a sister. Just like Narada Muni in the fourth canto, he also accepts the material energy, Kalyakanya, Jahara, as a sister, which is old age and disease. But other people, they embrace it. They embrace the enjoyment, and that's why they're bound to become old and diseased. Because it's not really meant for us to enjoy. The material energy is there to serve Krishna. And we should use it to serve Krishna. So he has great respect for Subhadra, which is Mahamaya. Subhadra's two expansions, Yogamaya and Mahamaya. Mahamaya is the material aspect. So therefore, the enjoyment, the ignorance, and the enjoyment and the suffering is not, they're not known by Krishna. Krishna never experienced. Everything else is a pratyaksha. You know, he experienced the love of the devotees and everything that is going on, the creation, the service. But the material, the enjoyment of the living entities, it's never experienced by Krishna. He never tried to enjoy the material. It's also there, if you see in the pastimes of, there was this great Kaviraj who cursed Lord Chaitanya to never enjoy material happiness. Who was that that great Kaviraj? He cursed Lord Chaitanya to, I curse you to never enjoy materially sense gratification. And Prabhupada describes in the Purport, the Lord never enjoys the material energy. It is an inferior energy.
it's actually the living entities, they enjoy it, but not him. So this is just a little glimpse, something, you know, that we can have, meditate on it. Since the Lord is appearing in few days' time, so we wonder, you know, how great is God and how small we are. We are all situated in this stem here. Krishna is Vibhu, and we are Anu, Asama Urdhva. The Lord cannot be equal to anybody, and nobody can be greater than him. Asama. Asama means nobody can equal him. Urdhva. Nobody can be greater than God. That's why in the purport we found, you know, he's the source of everything. Avatari. The origin of all the creations, of all the Vishnus, of all the incarnations, and the living entities, everything. And he maintains everything. As Aniruddha, Lord Vishvambar, they maintain all the universe, material and spiritual. So we'll stop here, and it's 8:35. And is there any quick questions?